The besieged people of Gaza do not hold out much hope that their homes destroyed during Israel's 22-day war will be reconstructed anytime soon. Nearly 21,000 homes were destroyed by Israeli tank fire and fighter jet bombardment.
We squarely reject all attempts to politicize the reconstruction of Gaza or to blackmail us into giving up our rights.
Israel says it waged the war to stop Palestinian rocket fire. Thousands of Gazan families were displaced and forced to spend the winter in makeshift camps. Displaced Gazans have no idea for how long they must wait before they can have a roof over their head.
It rained on us and the weather is very cold. What reconstruction are they talking about? I think we are going to spend the next winter in the tents.
Hamas has said that donor countries at the Sharm el-Sheikh Gaza Reconstruction Conference tried to shore up Fatah at the expense of the democratically elected Hamas movement and denounced the quartet demands as attempts to blackmail Hamas and the armed resistance.
Unfortunately, the summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, they are used the needs of Gaza for reconstruction as the victims of the occupation, destruction weapons here inside Gaza to strengthen the Palestinian Authority in West Bank against Hamas and to weaken Hamas by ignoring Hamas and ignore the democratic process.
The donors' conference in the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on Monday raised about $4.5 billion for Palestinians.
I think the reconstruction plan is only an illusion created in the minds of those who attended the Sharm el-Sheikh conference. I mean, the plan comes with so many strings attached to it that aim at the subjugation of the Palestinian people. And this is the goal that Israel failed to do by force a couple of months ago.
What's more, during the war, Israeli forces deliberately destroyed dozens of concrete mixing facilities and vehicles to hamper any future reconstruction efforts. Given the shortage of building materials, observers believe that the reconstruction of Gaza will face a bumpy road ahead as Israel continues to impose a tight siege on Gaza. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.